In the fifth chapter, 2 Corinthians, we're going to start about the sixth verse. Therefore, are always confident, knowing that whether we are at home in the body or absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Therefore, we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of Him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in our body according to that we have done, whether it be good or bad. This morning, I'm going to read just the one more verse, a part of it, and I may just quote it. But now it talks about that I being absent from this body will be present with the Lord. I'd rather to be absent from this body than to be and to be present with the Lord.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to tell you this morning how that one day that whether we like it or not, we're going to be absent of this body. It's going to decay and go back to Mother Earth, to dirt. But that spiritual body isn't going to rise. If we're lost, it'll rise in some kind of body. Now I want to tell you, I've not seen heaven. I've not been there. I've not seen the streets of gold or the gates of pearl. I've not seen Jesus. But my hope in the Lord and upon the reading of this word, I'll see Him one day after a while.
Amen.
I've not seen hell. I ain't seen the devil. Boy, he's caused me all kinds of problems.
Right.
And I don't want to see him. But it'll depend on me.
Mm-hmm.
It'll depend on you.
Mm-hmm.
Whether we see the streets of gold or not. It'll depend on you and it'll depend on me. Each individual. I can preach to you. I can talk to you. I can pray for you. But I cannot save you.
Right. Yeah.
Godly sorrow worketh repentance. Now, godly sorrow, Jesus said that contrite spirit and a broken heart, He saved such. So this morning I want you to examine yourself as we get into the Word of God. Whether we're absent. You know, there's one passage of scripture there I've pondered on and I asked different people about. But it said, I've been at home in the body. Boy, that just got all over me. I'm not at home in this body. The Bible said in a twinkling of an eye, we're going to be changed.
Right.
From mortal into mortality.
Right.
In other words, we're going to be changed. Whenever the last breath comes, can you imagine how fast? Just a twinkling of an eye, you're changed. You're into another body. You're into another place. This morning, it said, that we all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ. To give an account of the things that you're doing today. If you're neglecting the plan of God's salvation, you will be judged. Whenever we stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And the Bible said that the time has come. That judgment
investment. I must begin at the house of God. Then if it begin at the house of God, what shall the end be to them that obeyed not the gospel which Jesus lived and died for, for the saving of your soul and mine. Think yourself to be something when we are nothing. We're saved by the grace of God, and the grace of God come whenever he give it up on the cross. His blood was a covering for our sins. But you'll not get to the blood until you go through repentance. After repentance, I'm talking about a godly sorrow, a work of repentance. You won't be popping your bubble gum, cracking jokes with somebody else. That heart I will break. Be sorrowful that you're in a situation that you're in. If there's ever been a time that we take inventory of the things that we're doing in this life, whether it be good or bad, it's a day in which we live. The time has come that we must take inventory of ourselves.
Yeah.
Amen. Now I said, I've got all confidence that there's a home and there's a better place to go. I've got all confidence and faith. I'll have to endear my faith. But the devil, I paint a good picture. And the flesh, I would rather for me to be some worse self. And the flesh, I would be, would like for me to tickle your ears and say everything is all right. And it's so big, going to be all right. You just go on. Brother, listen, I don't know if it's all right. You know what's there.
Yeah.
Nobody knows a soul but you. Mm-hmm. And there's a separation. Listen, we're already making a judgment for our own soul. You made your choice to come to the house of God this morning. You could have went on somewhere else. And the flesh, I would have been happy. Listen, at the lake, Walmart or somewhere else. Listen, rather than the house of God. Listen, and neglect the precious word of God. I don't like the old preacher, and I don't like what he tells. You don't have to like me, but if you love your own soul, it will be worth saving in the end. Listen, there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. Now this morning I'm going to go back to some very, very familiar scripture. I don't never seen the pits of hell. I never saw how the devil has got prepared. Hell, I was prepared for the devil and his angels. Well, guess what? You say, preacher, I don't want to be down there. If we neglect the plan of God's salvation, we're an angel of the devil, and we're on our way. Listen today. But you don't know how I live. I don't want to know how you live. I know how I live. Mm-hmm. And I come up short.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hallelujah. We got repentance. We got to change.
Amen.
We got to write. Jesus died on Calvary. I can give us day by day. We can repent. I'd rather repent day by day. It's a split hell. Why don't we?
Yes. Amen.
Listen. Luke 16 chapter. And we'll start at verse 19. I don't know how much we'll read of this. There was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple, and in fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. This man had a name.
That's right.
This man had all the money, and he had his clothes. I was bad. The best that money could buy. He fared sumptuously every day.
That's right.
And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus. Well, hallelujah. The rich man didn't deserve a name. There was a little beggar. His name was Lazarus.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess that's because maybe his name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen. He was a saved man.
Yes, sir.
Which was laid at his gate, filled of sores, and desired to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died. And was carried, if I get my eyes on the right page, by the angels into Abraham's bosom. Now, let's stop just a minute. There was a change I've made now. The Bible said that it would be absent of the body. In prison with the Lord. In a twinkling, in a moment of a twinkling of an eye, this beggar died. He was full of sores. And he desired just to be just a crumb from the rich man's table. Listen, and one day he died and he was changed in a moment and a twinkling of an eye. Don't tell me the angel won't be there if there's sin in his life. If we neglected the plan of God's salvation, where is the angel? They won't be there.
That's right.
Amen.
They won't be with me nor you either one.
Exactly.
Death is coming.
Mm-hmm.
Now, deliverance is on its way. How the man died, and the angel was already there to take him out to a better place, a place that eyes couldn't see, ears couldn't hear. It had never been told to him where he was going, and the beauty that awaited his coming. He was at rest. The Bible said that he was comforted.
Right.
I'm going to try my best to slow down.
Bless him, Lord. Help him, Jesus.
Now, the rich man also died and was buried.
Yeah.
Where's the angels? This man was not ready.
Okay.
The Bible tells me in the references over the side, he neglected the mercies and that of God. Brother, he had a change. He was in the body. He was in the flesh. Listen, he had an opportunity to make things ready, to be ready, but he neglected what he ought to do.
Yeah.
A lot of times, maybe we've drifted further out than he did. I don't know.
Bless him, Lord.
He didn't say. He might have been a good man. He might have been a good neighbor to live with. But he's lost. What happened to him? There was no angel there.
That's right.
And in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seen Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. And send Lazarus that he might dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. For I am tormented in this flame.
Mm-hmm.
Just one flame.
Yeah.
His tongue, I was on fire. He was buried. He was down. In sin. Sin took him to the grave. He's been Abraham. He said now he is comforted. There is a place fixed. You can't come to us. Neither can we come to you. You choose your home. You choose where you're going. Now live with it. Listen, and the Bible went on. Talking about the whores of hell. You know, I can't even find nowhere that hell is any lower than the grave. Oh, preacher, I disagree with you. You can disagree with me all you want to. But listen, can you imagine? Now let's stop just for a minute.
Bless the Lord. Help me.
You've seen people die. You send them buried. We'll all be buried. This old natural body will be laid in under the sod.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, I know what this spiritual being has left his body present with the Lord and
right.
Saved. Change in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye.
That's right.
It's a very small an apartment in hell.
Right.
6 foot long. Couple of feet wide,
yeah.
6 foot deep, but he lifted up his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't tell me that he was out walking around dilly-dallying with somebody else. No, he didn't say that.
That's true.
His neighbor maybe was 2 or 3 foot over from him. Boy, you talk about whenever the sod was laid and everything was put back, you talk about in our darkness. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Bless him, Lord.
You understand what I'm saying? This man in a cold, dark grave.
Yeah.
If he were delivered on anywhere else, he didn't say. But one day he will be delivered somewhere.
Yeah, come on now, like a fire, brother.
The grave is just getting ready to place.
That's right.
What if this man woke up? And I'm going to get slow. And I'm going to get plain. This man died. Graveyard dead.
Mm-hmm.
And he was laid. He was buried.
Mm-hmm.
In a grave. We've seen people buried. Can you imagine? Days. Week. Maybe just a few minutes. In darkness, there in a casket,
yeah,
covered. You wake up. You know you're waking. You know you're awake.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't get out of here.
Right.
I know I'm where I'm at. But now I can see. I can hear. Listen. He heard Abraham.
Yeah.
He saw Abraham. And he saw Lazarus.
Right.
Oh, just send Lazarus any night. I would just like to have one drop of water off the tip of his finger. It wouldn't mean much to you or me, but that would be worth all of his worldly wealth.
Right.
Or this decision. His money didn't take him there.
That's right.
It was decision. He made.
That's right.
He neglected the mercy, the Bible said. All of his wealth, and the Bible said, all of his clothing wasn't worth nothing today.
Right.
He's in a grave. Can you imagine? I woke up one night and just... just conscience woke up.
I knew I was waking up. I wanted to wake up. I wanted to get out of the bed. I couldn't. I couldn't move. I just fighting seemed like, and I couldn't go nowhere. Did you ever do that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever do that? Well, what if it had come to you? Mm-hmm. You've already been buried.
Mm.
Brother, sister. There's no hope.
Right.
You know what? Mercies don't have no power no more.
Blessed Lord.
There's no mercy. The rich man lifted up his eyes, being in torment. In hell, he lifted up his eyes,
mm-hmm.
being in torment. Can you imagine being there? What an awful, awful horror of hell that you are trying to get out, and you're fighting and trying to get out, and,
yeah.
and you can't get out, you can't move. I you couldn't move around much.
Yeah.
And under the ground.
Right.
Dark. Dark. Darker than a thousand midnights.
Right.
You want to go there?
No. Bless the Lord.
No, you don't want to go there. Which of us refuses? I don't care if I have to wear the altar out, it's all right.
Bless the Lord.
Day after day, every day. Keep praying till the answer comes.
Bless the Lord.
Till one day we be separated from this body. I'm going to read just a little bit more. Now, it went on that the rich man, he remembered his father's house. He got five brothers. Well, send him to my father's house. I got five brothers.
Yeah.
I said, if he wouldn't hear Moses and the prophets, neither would he hear one risen from the dead. He said, send him back. One risen from the dead, he would hear them. No, we don't hear the straight gospel, neither will we hear one risen from the dead.
Right.
This is his calling for me and you.
Mm-hmm.
He's calling today for us. Oh, preacher, I'm a good fellow. Listen, I don't know what's in your heart. I told you from the beginning, I want you to search your heart, search yourself, and I'd give you a chapter and a verse to go to in Revelations. Listen, if you could find yourself there, there's things that you need to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
There's things that I need to get rid of. And I want to work on them day after day after day. We'll never get rid of them until the change comes. We'll never get rid of the devil till the change comes. Bible said, Revelation 20:12. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in them, in the book, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into a lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into a lake of fire.
Mm.
You know, go to that lake of fire. You know how far we are out? You actually know how far that we're drifting. I can remember a time to preach a message, and people that are people, I could hear them saying, "Preacher, I needed that." I see them come to an altar.
conviction was setting in because I did something that was in their life. They were not comfortable with it, and it bothered them. That's what conviction is. And then they would go and repent of their situation and try to get closer and closer and closer. We'll be changed in a moment of twinkling of an eye. That old grave, this old flesh of the body, yeah, I'll be buried. But this body will turn back to Mother Earth, dirt. But there's another body that I'll wake with. And listen, you don't want to go there. What made you mad? Let's all get mad at the devil. Let's all flee from the devil. Hell was created for the devil and his angels.
Yeah.
And whosoever is not written in the book of life have to go down with the ways of the devil. The Bible said if a man gain the whole world and lose his own soul, what would he give for one more change to pray and repent? When you think about doing something, just going off somewhere else and forsaking the Lord and whatever his deed is, and you serve the Lord on the other side of the world if you happen to be there.
Right.
But serve God wherever you're at. You don't have to be at the church. You don't have to be on the altar to serve God. I've repented of my stinking sins going down the road or in the stillness of the night when nobody's around. I think of something, Lord, I'm so sorry.
Amen.
And when the heart is broken and when we're really sorrowful, Jesus is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins.
Right.
Yeah.
Listen, my wife and my daughter, my home is not worth me losing my own soul.
Right.
Hey, they may not like what I do or where I go. But whenever the Lord said to go, I'll go. For I have up so far. There's coming a time that I won't be, but I hope that I have laid up my treasure on the other side. I'd like to know how many people I've seen walk the aisle for Christ. But I'll never know, probably. One preacher said, preacher, when we get home, I believe that we will see the ones that will run to Jesus. Now, I don't know where you got that. I'd like to know, but I don't, so I don't worry about it. But listen, I want to go home.
Mm-hmm.
I got more to go home today for, and I have to stay here.
Yes.
Oh, he wanted to so bad for his brother, his family to be saved. But he waited too late. His prayers was no effect. Let me say this. If we walked out this building and realized just right a prayer, they were a big, huge hole that dropped in. You couldn't see the bottom of it. Took the whole road down. How many of you reckon would run out there trying to stop people? Keep them running in that hole.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of us, oh, stop, stop. We wouldn't want to see them dropping off in that hole. Well, what about our loved ones? What about our friends? What about our neighbors that's dropping off into hell? Let me tell you, I don't know how you feel. God said to preach it, and I ain't got no more sense than preach it. It's all right if you come to altar. You can rise and sing hallelujah if you feel that way. Listen, but we need to be happy in the Lord.
Right.
It's come to a time you never hear no comments.
Bless
you. On what you said or what you done or what you preached or what you sung. Nobody don't care no more. It didn't used to be that way. But we have almost come to the ending of the way. Now, if Eric will get a song, and you might sing too, but it might be a different song. Who cares? As long as we lift up our voices to Jesus.
Bless him.
You believe I preach you the truth this morning?
Bless him.
Straight word of God. And I'm going to try my best to teach it tonight. But it turned around. And I'm going into places where Jesus said, "Enter into the joys of the Lord."